Be'ezus Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Trumas in the Sefer Zeruim, where we had mentioned that there are certain people that are ancillary, that are secondary to the domain of the Kohen. And this Perek Rambam discusses those who leave that domain and permission of consuming Truma from the Kohen. As the Rambam begins Halacha off regarding a Grusha or Almana. Ha'isha, regarding a woman that was not a Kohenist, but was married to a Kohen, Achilles b'Truma, she could continue eating Truma, until the divorce document comes to her hand, or to the hand of her agent that she had made to receive the get. Now, and whenever she's in doubt if she's divorced, for example, let's say the husband threw her the get, now it's not clear if it's closer to her or to him, and whoever it's closer to, that's who it's considered that it's by. How is it? So she's not allowed to eat, although he still has to feed her. However, regarding the laws of Truma, she is in doubt if she's divorced and thus forbidden to consume Truma. So if a woman makes an agent to receive her get from her husband, she's immediately forbidden to partake of truma because we presume that the agent did his agency, and maybe the shliach already received the get. Again, as long as it's possible that the time had been that he had already received it from the husband. Now, the amr balete, she said, I want you to receive my get from me in that place. Then she's not forbidden until the agent could have gotten to that place, because since she designated specifically that place, if the agent received it anywhere else, which could be immediately, the woman was particular, and therefore that person was not an agent for the wife until, again, it's in that place. Sholcha shliach lohavi lagita, if she sends an agent to go bring her get to her, achilis b'truma shegiya get liyada. So then that's what's called not a shliach lekabbalah, which is that when it reaches to the hand of the agent, but rather the shliach lohilacha, which is it's only considered that she's divorced when it reaches to her hand. If someone says to his wife, this is going to be your get, and it's going to take effect a moment before I die. So, then she's forbidden to eat truma right away. And the reason for that is because every single moment we have to be in doubt, maybe this is the moment before he's going to die. And since we don't know, it's going to be retroactively a moment before, and therefore every single moment we have to say that out of doubt she's forbidden to partake of truma. Halacha base, Ir Shekufu Karkum. There's a city that was surrounded and laid siege by an enemy. Or Svin HaMetravas B'yam. Similarly, if let's say there's a ship that's in dangerous of sinking in the sea. Or V'hayit Elidun, or if someone's going out to be judged for capital punishment. Hade'elu B'cheskes Kiyam, and all these people, we have a presumption that the prior situation that they were in, that they were still around, that we say that they're still around. And hence, if they're Kahanim, their women, their wives are permitted to continue eating Truma. And Ve'in Tzachlem, I don't have to say, is Mefarsh, or someone just traveling overseas, or Yitz Beshur, or he's taking a caravan to the desert, that for sure the person maintains their original Chazaka, that they're still alive. Avul, but, Ir Shekavash HaKarkam, it wasn't just surrounded, it was actually conquered by the enemy. Or Sfin HaShavda B'yam, or you have a boat that actually was lost at sea. Or someone that's going out to be executed in the Gentile courts, which they take bribes, so therefore maybe they actually left him alive, in contrast to the Jewish courts, which they don't, therefore then we actually presume to be that he's dead. Or let's say a wild animal dragged him away. Enough, a lama palis, or a building collapsed on him. Or he swept away with the river. So these individuals, we don't have a chazaka that they're around anymore, but neither do we have a chazaka that they're dead. So we give the individual the stringency of being dead and the stringency of being alive. Therefore, as the Rambam explains, if their wives were the daughter of a kohen who married to Yisrael, which the husband being alive makes her not being able to eat, or the other way around, a bas ol kohen that her husband being alive allows her to eat, they're not allowed to eat, because again, for either one, we're going to say stringency that either that he's dead or that he's alive. Now, the mission Nigmadin Mebezdim, if someone, let's say, his verdict was handed down in the Jewish court, and moreover, Nechuhu Bebeis HaSkila LeHarag, and they already put him into the house of the Skila, which is the place where they go ahead to execute him and stone him, Hariz Becheskes Meis, then he already has a presumption of being dead, and therefore his wife cannot eat if he's a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael. But, and this is different than the previous case, if she's a Bas Kohen, he's Yisrael, she could eat Truma, because you don't have a suffix that maybe he's alive. You know for sure that he is dead. Halacha Gimel. Hanicha Bala Goises B'Bedin Achersav. Let's say she left her husband in another country in the throes of death. So, Bein Shalisa Kehenes Eches Yisrael, whether she was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, or Yisraelis Eches Kohen, or she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, Lo Yitoichel, she's not allowed to eat. Why? Shariv Grayson Lemisa. Most Grayson died. So therefore, we definitely have to suspect that he died if, let's say, she's a Yisrael is married to a Kohen. But at the same time, we have to suspect for the Miyad, which is if, let's say, she is a... if she's a Kohen that's married to a Yisrael, well, maybe still alive. So either one, we're going to say that she's forbidden. Now, let's say Echad Emes v'Echad Emelayim Esotu. Let's say one person says that he's dead, another one says he's not dead. Again, that's also a situation of Safik. She cannot eat Truma in either one of these situations because, again, it's as similar as we have a Safik because you have one saying one way, one saying another way. Let's say one of her co-wives, which is that she's also married to the same husband, tells her, or one of the other five women that are also not trusted to testify that her husband died because they're jealous and they don't like this woman, mother-in-law. There's a few different cases, and the co-wife is one of them. So, since she wouldn't be able to get remarried based on this woman's testimony, so actually she continued eating truma becheska shabalakam. She could presume, as the status was up until this woman came along and said that her husband had died. And since it doesn't affect her, she continue eating truma as if her husband is still alive. Until someone who is trustworthy to have this woman remarry based on that, only then would she not be able to eat truma anymore. Halacha Ram continues regarding another individual who is being removed from the ability to eat from truma for the relationship to the kain. Up until now we spoke about the wife. Here we talk about freeing the slave. Hamashachas abdik. Someone frees his slave. Mishiyazakaloi beget shichur. From when he merits him with a document of emancipation, which means by giving it to a third party, what would be called a shliach. So, pasalim alech b'truma, from that moment on, he already invalidates him from eating truma. He's not anymore kinyan kasboy of the kain. V'chol evet sheyetz l'cheiris. Now, any slave that goes free, v'adayinu mu'ukv get shichur, however, he still has not yet received his document of emancipation, like it's explained in the halachas of slaves in the 7th parak and the 8th parak, Alpha Pekin, even so, Hari also lech b'truma, still forbidden to partake of truma. So although he's not fully freed with a document of emancipation, but since he was freed, he cannot eat truma anymore from his prior master of the kain. Halacha vav, hakayz nechasav la'acher. Someone writes his estate to someone else, and v'zikol de acher, and he married it to him through a third party. Now, in that estate, v'hayim b'mavadim, they were slaves. V'shas exeshen asanlai, and the guy who received the estate, he was silent. V'achach tzavach, and then he was screaming and shouting, oh, I don't want to have to support these slaves. So here's a suffix, it's a situation of doubt. In Zitzavach, if this that he's screaming now, is that the end revealing regarding the beginning, and that is he really never wanted this gift. And this that he was silent in the beginning, that's not a sign that he was agreement, because why should he scream if it never came to him yet? And Vadain Liyotz Mishus Rishon, they really never left the domain of the first master. Or maybe Zitzavach, maybe this that he's screaming now after he'd originally been silent, is Chazabai. Maybe he's backing out now. Oh, backing out with words is not going to be effective because since he already acquired it when he was silent, so it's already the second person's domain. So therefore, this slave cannot eat truma, and that is either way. Whether the second one was Israel and the first one was a coin. Whether the first master is Israel and the second one is a coin. Either way, we don't know really who's the real owner. The first guy, because it never really left him, or the second guy, because it did and he can't back out anymore. Since we don't know if any one of them is Yisrael, he's not going to be able to eat truma. Halacha Zayin Rambam continues regarding another entity that's able to eat because of the ownership of the kain, that is an animal. So the question is, who has the ownership of the animal? Yisrael shesachar behemim mekain. If a non-kain rents an animal from a kain, machila truma, he could give that animal truma to eat because it's kinyan kasboy of the kain. It's owned by the kain. However, a kain that rents an animal from a Yisrael, although the renter is obligated to feed the animal, he's not allowed to feed the animal truma, because it's not an ownership of his monies, because schiris, a rental, is not an ownership, and therefore he can't feed the truma. Halacha ches. Yisrael shasham para mikoyin lefatma. The non-kain evaluates a cow from a kain who owns it, lefatma, to fatten up the cow. Meaning, in a sense, the Yisrael is buying the animal of the Kayin for a set amount of money, and he stipulates that this non-Kayin, he's going to feed the animal until a certain time. Then, after he fattens it up, he's going to sell the cow, and whatever they gain, that the profits will divide amongst the two of them. So, lo yechalein b'truma, this Yisrael is not allowed to feed it truma. Although the Kayin is getting a portion of the profits, but as we explained, really the way this works is that the Yisrael really bought it from the Kohen. And then they're going to split those profits. And since it's owned by the Yisrael, it's not Kenyan Kasper by the Kohen, so you cannot fit a Truma. Now, Aval the other way around. Kohen Shasham Par Yisrael Lefatna. If a Kohen evaluates a cow that he bought from Yisrael to fatten it up, Ava Beishiyesh Yisrael Chelik B'Shevach, although the non-Kohen has a portion in the profits, but since the body of the animal now is owned by the Kohen, Sharishama Alatzma, because he's evaluating it for himself, there's a Mechil the Truma, so he could feed that animal Truma. Halacha test. Parasa Shal Yisrael Shiyod B'char. The cow of a non-Kohen gives birth to a firstborn animal. So Mechili Truma, he could feed that firstborn animal Truma, Shabachar Lekanim, because the Bachar belongs to Kanim, and since it's owned by Kanim, it can be fed that of Truma. V'aitzer Adam, a related halacha, if a person has a storehouse of Kashini Truma, a vetch of Truma, he could store it L'tich Shabachar in his dovecot, and the Inachish does not have to be concerned, Shemi Yubo Hayyim Shalim, maybe his doves will come, V'yoichlu Oysim, and eat up that Truma, meaning, it's even for a Kohen. Because a Kohen is only allowed to feed his behemoth, or his chayas, or his tanagoylim, his chickens. Only them is he allowed to feed truma, because it's his responsibility to feed them. But birds like doves, it's not permitted because he doesn't have an obligation to feed them. Now, even so, the person's allowed to store his vetch and his dovecot, and he doesn't have to be concerned that the doves are going to come and eat them, because his intention is to store it over there, and this that the doves eat it by themselves, that's not his problem. Halacha Yud says Rami Yirol, it appears to me, Shemachar Kohen Paras Li Yisrael, that if a Kohen sells his cow to a Yisrael, the Lokech Adamim, and he already got the monies from the sale, Afa Pishadain Lamashach Lekech, although the consumer has not yet taken and drawn, done the Kinyan of Meshicha, Hariz Asalachil Truma, it's already forbidden for them to feed the animal Truma, Shadin Tarek, because according to biblical law, Mois Kindness, monies does acquire. Like being explained the laws of transactions in the third Perek Halacha Aleph. So therefore, it's already considered that of the Yisrael. Now, the Mach Yisrael the Kayin, but the stringency goes the other way too. But if Yisrael sells the cow to the Kayin, Av Bishon Asna Dam, although the Kayin already gave the money, no, the animal can still not eat Truma, Achim Shech, until the Kayin does the Meshicha, because the Chacham were misakin that the consumer should not acquired it until he does a kinyan of Meshicha, of pulling it to himself, and since he didn't do that, it was still going to treat it stringently, that it's still the Yisrael's, and therefore the animal cannot be fed Truma.